Nog steeds in de Shrewsbury Hall. We zijn daar gekomen met de auto samen met een collega van Visit Hull en East Yorkshire. We staan bij Marie. People who want to come are traveling by train or whatever, or are in the city center from Burlington, they can come with a kind of train or bus?
Yeah, there's a land train that takes you from the town center, just by the harbour, along the cliff top and the seafronts, all the way up to Shrewsbury Hall and Gardens, to a little land train station where you can then come straight into Sewell Bay.
Every half an hour, I think?
Every half an hour and on the hour, running through the season from Easter through till the end of September. And that's daily.
Okay. We are standing at a beautiful house. Can you tell me a little bit more about the house?
It's a Grade 1 listed house, and it's open daily throughout the season. And in the house you can see period rooms such as the billiards room, the butler's pantry, the dining room, and the west wing, which is basically the servants' quarters of the house. So you have the kitchen and you have the servants' room, which are very interactive rooms. There's also the bedrooms and the children's nursery, and we've got Amy Johnson here as well, the famous aviator, who donated her memorabilia to Shrewsbury Hall and Gardens back in the 1930s.
Okay. It's an old house?
Yeah, 200 years? The house is 300 years old this year. We're celebrating 300 years of Shrewsbury Hall and Gardens. The first phase of the house was built in 1714 and completed in 1720. And then over following years, it was added to and extended to throughout the years, improving the size of the house and kind of going against what the family wanted to use the house for.
I think it's a little palace, do you think?
It is. It certainly is a beautiful property. Lots to offer and lots to see. I'm sure a lot of people will come and enjoy. And hopefully some of your listeners will come and come and enjoy the house themselves.
Yeah, we're standing nog buiten. We go inside the house. You can show us around. But the people who are coming to Shrewsbury Hall, it's not only the hall here.
No, we have 52 acres of parkland estate as well, with the walled gardens and the pleasure gardens and the rose gardens. So lots of lovely little areas for people to come and sit and enjoy the peace and the tranquility. We've also got a little zoo with lots of different animals for people to come and enjoy, so, ranging from lemurs and pigs and penguins and monkeys and a collection of birds and different animals and what have you to see in there. And we've also got the Clock Tower Cafe, which is open daily, so you can get something to eat and something to drink and to sit back and enjoy the peace and tranquility of the estate, as well as the children's play area for the younger ones.
For young and old, for everyone.
For young and old, for everyone to go and enjoy.
Yeah. When you come to the hall and the gardens, it's a half a day, I think. No, not for 1 hour.
No, it certainly is something that you could spend the whole day here, depending on what you're wanting to see and what you're wanting to do. And we do have various events that happen throughout the year as well, and throughout the season. So for further information, then do visit the website. We do have different events programmes that reflect different needs, different ages for all to enjoy. And that's all included with the admission to the estate.
Okay. Yeah, dat vind je allemaal op de website, shrewsburyhall.co.uk. Ook op de website van Visit Hull en EastYorkshire.com. En ook nog op de site van Visit Britain. We gaan zo meteen met Marie kijken hoe het kasteeltje eruit ziet van binnen.